Good afternoon. This is Joel Whitaker, the editor of Kane's Beverage News Daily. And this week, Brown-Forman is celebrating 70 years of making its own barrels. It's the only major spirits company to own and operate its own barrelage. And we are joined today by Chris Morris, the master distiller at Brown-Forman, who's going to share some insights about the barrelage and the cooperage and why Brown-Forman does it and how important it is to their overall operation. Welcome, Chris, and we're glad to have you on this call.
Well, thank you, Joe. We've been looking forward to visiting with you.
Well, thank you so much. So, Chris, can you share with us any of the history of the cooperage? You know, do you know why it was started, how large it was back in the beginning, that sort of thing?
Well, it has a real colorful history. The cooperage began, believe it or not, as a sawmill, and it was built back in 1922. So when you visit the Brown-Forman cooperage today, as you know, Joe, it looks like an old-style building. It was the first sawmill in Kentucky made out of masonry and iron construction. In other words, it was pretty permanent. And mm-hmm. it made furniture at first under the name Lion, L-I-O-N, Lion Furniture. And during the beginning of the Second World War, it was converted to the war effort, and this continuously amazes me, that it was the British War Ministry that contracted that furniture factory to make rifle stocks. And it made over 1 million rifle stocks out of black walnut for the Enfield rifle. But once the U.S. entered the war, it was converted to making aircraft plywood. And believe it or not, a lot of our planes, including bombers as well as the C-46 transport plane, had wooden airframe surfaces in some places. So it made plywood, and it evidently did such a good job that it was the first woodworking plant in the United States to be decorated by both the Army and the Navy. So it was a decorated plant, which makes what happens to it a bit sad. Once the war was over, all war contracts were null and void, so the plant lost its business. Its customers said, we're done. And that turned out to be a good thing for Brown-Forman, because now this furniture factory converted to the war effort goes up for sale, and Brown-Forman bought it in 1945 and converted it into a new barrel cooperage. And it began making barrels in January of 1946, and it's been with us ever since.
Well, that's quite a story. Do you have any idea how many barrels they produced back in those days? I know you're not old enough to really know, but I thought maybe perhaps you saw it in the history records or something there in the archives at Brown-Forman.
Well, yes, it didn't make the number of barrels we make today, because back then Brown-Forman just had a handful of brands, notably Old Forester and Early Times, and they were not as large then as they are today. So it was making about 50,000 barrels a year initially, and has been growing ever since.
Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Chris? Okay. I hear you. Sometimes this internet phone system drops out, and I'm not totally sure I'm really happy about that. So I think my comment that I wouldn't do a lot of editing has just been corrected. So if it drops out, I'll ask you if you hear me, and you can say yes. And
Right. Likewise,
if I drop out, let me know. We have to go back and start over again.
Okay.
You don't have this problem in making your fine whiskeys, of course, because you're not on the internet. But you know, or at least to make them, you don't make them on the internet. Is what I'm trying to say. So they made about 50,000 barrels a year. Do you know how many people they used to do that?
Well, it was much more labor-intensive in those days, as you can imagine. We do have some more automated equipment. But I don't have a good number on how many people worked in those days. But today, it is one of the largest employment centers at Brown-Forman.
Really?
Yes. Yes, today.
So how many people do you employ there?
Well, we're going to count not just the people who work in the cooperage, but we have to count the stave mills as well that supply the cooperage with its white oak, and our logger. So it's, you know, it's a very connected team. And the cooperage is employing about 250 people in total.
Really? That's very interesting. And you know, I wouldn't have thought of that, but as you say, that includes the stave mill people and I guess some of the loggers and people who bring the stuff into the stave mills also. Now,
that's right.
What about today? Haven't you just opened a second one down in Alabama, I think?
Yes. For all these years, the Brown-Forman Cooperage has been supplying not only Old Forester Early Times, but, of course, recently our Woodford Reserve brand. And since 1956, the Jack Daniel's brand, when Brown-Forman bought the Jack Daniel's distillery, and those barrels have had to make a very long 4-plus-hour drive every day from the Cooperage to Jack Daniel's down in Lynchburg, Tennessee. So it was just finally made good sense to build a cooperage closer to Jack Daniel's, because not only is the Old Forester and Woodford Reserve brands growing, obviously the Jack Daniel's brand as well. So now we have a cooperage in northern Alabama, and that drive has been cut to about 45 minutes from that cooperage to the Jack Daniel's distillery.
Oh, that's a big improvement. It makes it a lot more efficient and a lot more productive for you guys. I think that was really nice for you.
It sure does.
And didn't I also just read recently that you all, or actually publish a story, that you all had also opened another stave mill, where, in Indiana, I think, maybe?
Yes, we've just recently opened up a stave mill in southern Indiana. That's a huge white oak forest area in that part of the state. And, of course, moving over into Illinois and Missouri and Arkansas. We have a stave mill in southern Ohio. We have a stave mill in Tennessee. And now, along with the new cooperage in Alabama, we also have a stave mill in Alabama. So we have the four stave mills supplying the two cooperages with American white oak.
And how many barrels do you make today? Did you tell us that?
No, now we're making over 600,000 a year.
Wow. That's quite an increase from 50,000 back in 1945-46, that's for sure.
Sure, it is.
Barrels, of course, we know are critical to making whiskey and bourbon, but how important do you all think it is to make your own brands? What I'm looking for, Chris, is sort of the business reason why you got into this barrel-making business, why you kept the barrel-making business, why you've opened a second cooperage to make more barrels. It's, you know, I mean, you seem like you're becoming real forestry people here.
Yes. Well, back in the time of the formation of the original cooperage in 1945-46, Brown-Forman was a relatively small player in the industry, and most of the big distilling companies, such as National and Seagram's and Glenmore and others, it was a fact of life. You had your own cooperage. You controlled the quality of your whiskey. And over time, those cooperages have closed. Obviously, all those companies are no longer in the industry. They've faded away into the history books. And yet, Brown-Forman is still actively making its own barrels. So we're holding up an old tradition of producing barrels so you can control every aspect of the quality of your whiskey. And that's why it's so important for us.
That's fascinating on two levels. One is that it used to be that was a very standard practice in the industry. And the other is your comment twice here about controlling the quality of your whiskey. Can you explain how that works, why owning your cooperage helps control the quality of your whiskey?
Yes, of course, the cooperage team, our fellow employees, we're colleagues, and they have a vested interest in the success of our brands. They want Woodford Reserve to be successful. They want Old Forester to be successful. So they do the best job they can every day. They really adhere to the quality standards. And another very interesting thing, Joel, is the fact that having your own cooperage means you set the schedule, and we schedule days of production for individual barrel types. We just don't make a barrel. we make a wood reserve barrel that's different than all the other barrels for the specific flavor, color, and aroma requirements of the Woodford Reserve brand. We have a Woodford Reserve double oaked barrel that's even different than the Woodford barrel. We have a Jack Daniel's barrel and on down the line. So each of our brands has its own barrel, and that is based on how we season or dry the wood, how we toast, and how we char. So each of the barrels, while to the casual glance they look the same, it's the inside. It's what the flavor, color, and aroma characteristics it will impart what make them special. And having, again, our own cooperage allows us, and I call it a luxury, the luxury of having that camaraderie with the cooperage team to make the barrels so special.
Well, I think it is. I think that's just fascinating. And it's not only a luxury, but it also ought to give you, I would think, some peace of mind in knowing that you're getting what you expect, as versus what I would assume would be the case, where if you contracted with somebody else to make barrels for you, they might shade the production standards a bit because it would help their profit margins, or they might make a mistake and send you the Woodford barrels one day instead of the Jack Daniel's barrels, and so on. So I would think it would be a real benefit to you as the master distiller to know that you've got control and effect over every step of your production, as you said earlier.
Well, we're just fortunate. I can't comment on your statement about what the other cooperages do because I've never had to deal with them. We've had that great luxury of only dealing with ourselves.
Well, we hope, of course, that they're totally honest and that there's never any shading of the operation or anything. But human nature being what it is, and me being a journalist for many, many, many years, you know, I'm always a little bit suspicious that there could be some shading going on. You told us you produce about, I think you said, 600,000 barrels a year. How many people do you employ to do that nowadays?
Well, between now the two cooperages and the state mills, the workforce is around 500 people. So, again, it's a large part of the Brown-Forman family, 500 people out of a worldwide total. Brown-Forman has a little over 4,000 employees. So you can tell this is a very important aspect of our business.
Yes, that's very obvious, and that's terrific. Now, you're having this big celebration on Wednesday. We'll post this interview on our website, the audio version, Wednesday, around the time you kick off, I think. But I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about what's going to take place at this celebration on Wednesday morning, and also if we've missed anything that you would talk about there, if we can do that.
Well, sure. The celebration on Wednesday is going to involve all the employees at the Brown-Forman Cooperage in Louisville, both those on the floor making the barrels, the administrators, the whole team, and a number of Brown-Forman executives and our distillery personnel. So it's going to be a huge gathering, and we are going to, of course, discuss the importance of the cooperage, talk about the history as we just did, and then we're going to have a couple of commemorative barrels that will have special barrel heads that we will send out to the distilleries to be filled that day with their new spirit, to begin a tradition that goes back to 1946, because on display we will have the original barrel head that was produced and filled with Old Forester back in January of 1946. So very much a Brown-Forman tradition of celebrating the present with a look to the past, and again, being the oldest spirits company in America, now in our 146th year, very few companies have that tradition that Brown-Forman is able to enjoy.
146 years is quite a long time to be in business for any company, and it's a wonderful thing in this industry that we have a company like yours that's able to survive for so long and do so well. And it's a tremendous testament to you and to your entire team and to the executive team and the sales force and all the folks there and the cooperage people that you've been able to do that. So congratulations and happy birthday to the cooperage. And and we really appreciate your time here. And, you know, if there's anything else that we ought to talk about, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to thank you so much for your time and let you go off and do something else.
Well, Well, I think we're all we're going. Well, of course, this is recorded, so we're going to all go out and watch the Super Bowl.
Yes, we are, and you know, have a great time doing that, and root for your favorite team, which I think you said is the Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning. So, good
That's
luck to them,
right.
And we're all in favor of that ourselves because I'm from Indianapolis, and before he went to Denver, he was a big guy in Indianapolis for a number of years, so we're all supportive of Peyton also. Thank you so much, Chris, for your time, and have a very great day, and enjoy the celebration on Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. You take care.
You too, and bye-bye now.